And good morning, it ain't
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Bells
sounding. And welcome, welcome to a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Updating you on the things that happened while you were probably out there doing other things.
Not necessarily the news.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Facebook Live on Facebook with us. Let's find out what you may have missed while you were doing other things.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Well, it turns out that it's fully coming down.
What?
The White House East Wing, as we've all seen the pictures and whatnot for the Trump Ballroom. Demolition expected to be completed in a couple of weeks, and it started before anybody thought it would because they don't only have... They didn't file for permits for any of this.
Oh, well.
I mean, they are the government, so I guess they would just be filing essentially with themselves.
I know a guy.
But initially, it was just thought that they would be, you know, taking some sections and expanding and maybe...
Mm-hmm.
No.
Give it
no,
a glow up.
No. In fact, people were just shocked that the whole thing is just coming down. So historians and preservationists are like... Wait, can we look first? Can we see if we're taking anything that's important down? But nonetheless, the ballroom is going to be
big,
there.
Beautiful yeah, ballroom.
That's
big
right.
Balls.
Yes, it's coming. Also, another Trump president. So, you know, a couple of months ago, he was brokering the Coca-Cola real cane sugar deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he publicly touted the plans for Coke to switch to cane sugar. And they are starting to roll that out in various markets starting today. So that is going to... They're also White House, well, at least half of it that's left, is denying a report that President Trump is considering to set Diddy free with a pardon.
So, big, beautiful ballroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Balls.
In Cowtown.
Lori Loughlin, of Full House fame. Remember her, Aunt Becky? Well, she's divorcing her longtime husband, Massimo Giannulli. And John Stamos, right there, defending her honor. Because he's Uncle Jesse, right?
He's her work husband.
Spouted off in a podcast that she went to prison for Massimo. Remember when that whole college scandal was breaking?
Yeah.
He's heartbroken for her and says she's a good person, a good mother, and a good wife. Just so we're clear, no, he would not leave his wife, Caitlin McHugh, for her. Just so everyone's clear, it's a very odd question.
I saw somebody asked him that. That is an interesting question from somebody with a press credential. But,
well, I don't know that they had the... I mean, it was a podcast.
I mean, everybody was thinking it, but I can't believe actually somebody asked it.
By the way, they say that there was only a slim piece of time when they were both single at the same time. He remembers them going to Disneyland and kissing on a ride. She says, yeah, that didn't happen, John. But thanks for asking.
In sports news, I think they would go to Jamaica, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Cooper Flagg had his debut, and the Mavs kicked off their season last night in San Antonio. Kicked him back. 125-92 route to open the season. Spurs defeat the little Mavericks out there. 10 points. It was a double-double with 10 assists, too, for Cooper Flagg, but he said not great assessing his performance. In collegiate news, something that has never happened in the history of Major League Baseball happened as the San Francisco Giants named Tennessee Volunteers baseball coach Tony Vitello as their manager. No college baseball manager, coach, they call him in college, has ever immediately jumped without Major League Baseball experience to the MLB ranks to manage a team. It's the first time that's ever happened. So go Vols, I guess. And then yesterday, the NCAA approved a rule change that will allow now athletes starting November 1st and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. So that's going to work out well.
Yeah, this is going to end.
We will continue tracking.
So you know how Taylor Swift has an Easter egg in everything she does? People are constantly looking for hidden meanings, and there goes our light. Why is it always...
Interesting.
Well, Keith Urban, not so much, folks. He's urging fans not to read too much in what he does in concert. and says that I have changed the lyrics to songs Forever and Ever Amen. Then he played You'll Think of Me because he's going through the divorce with Nicole Kidman.
Right.
So people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
That was the final night of his tour in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Meanwhile, rumor has it Blake Shelton is helping him through the divorce with Nicole because he has so much experience in this department.
Hey, now. Ooh.
No, that's what they're saying. It's not me saying.
Yeah, that is true. Now, Reba yesterday said she might be ready to retire in 20 years when she's 90. So fear not. Got a lot of Reba left to go. By the way, she revealed that she has been secretly engaged to Rex since last Christmas, even though they only told the public last month.
Mm.
So there you go.
This is not letting you off the hook.
For what?
So many secrets.
No secrets.
Okay.
We just didn't tell anybody.
Halloween closing in and Sour Patch Kids are the top treat in Texas. But what about the worst of the worst? Well, something called Tasting Table. I don't know if they have a podcast, but they believe that they've got them nailed down. And I'm going to have to agree with most of these. Number 9, cheap milk chocolate. No, doesn't pass the muster. I've never heard of these. Birdie Bots Every Flavor Beans.
Ew.
Necco Wafers.
Oh, yeah, those
Smarties.
Are awful.
Yeah. Raisins and Raisinettes. Good and Plenties. Those have gone in the tank.
Yeah.
Something called Nickel Lip. Nickel Nip? I don't know.
Be
Candy
careful.
Corn. I know.
After the Fort Worth Street from yesterday.
Candy Corn at number 2. And at number 1, any guesses?
Candy Corn.
Oh, Candy Corn was number 2.
See? I was listening.
Oh, number it can be two. 1 and 2? It's no 6-7.
Candy corn.
Number 1 is Circus Peanuts.
Candy Corn.
Yeah, it's still Candy number Corn is one. The worst.
Yeah,
the worst.
That was the answer. Yeah. And then finally, the petition to replace Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime performance with George Strait has now hit 50,000 signatures. But yesterday, Roger Goodell, commissioner of the National Football League, said in no way, shape, or form are they reconsidering the choice of Bad Bunny and will not be thinking of replacing Bad Bunny with anybody for the upcoming halftime show. Unless they can do it with an actual bunny. And then they will do that.
Real.